My letters say 107 galleys.
And mine 140.
And mine 200.
There is no composition in these news. But though they jump not on a just account, yet do they all confirm a Turkish fleet and bearing hard on Cyprus.
Here comes Brabantio and the valiant Moor.
Valiant Othello.
My lord.
We must straight employ you against the general enemy Ottoman. Signor Brabantio, we lack your counsel and your help tonight.
Would your grace pardon me? Neither my place nor aught I heard of business hath raised me from my bed, for my particular grief engluts all other sorrows.
Why? What's the matter?
My daughter.
Oh,
my daughter.
Dead?
Aye. To me. She is abused. Stolen from me and corrupted, for nature so preposterously to err sans witchcraft could not.
Whoe'er hath thus beguiled your daughter of herself and you of her, the bloody book of law you shall yourself read. Yea, though our proper son stood in your action.
Humbly I thank your grace. Here is the man. This Moor.
We are very sorry for it. Othello, what in your part can you say to this?
Most potent, grave, and reverend signors, my very noble and approved good masters, that I have taken away this old man's daughter, it is most true. True, I have married her. The very head and front of my offending hath this extent no more. Rude am I in my speech, and therefore little shall I grace my cause in speaking for myself. Yet, by your gracious patience, I will a round, unvarnished tale deliver of my whole course of love. And by what charms, what conjuration, and what mighty magic, for such proceedings I am charged withal, I won his daughter.
Maiden never bold, of spirit so still and quiet that her motion blushed at itself, and she, in spite of nature, to fall in love with what she feared to look on? I vouch again that with some mixtures powerful or the blood he wrought upon her.
To vouch this is no proof without more certain and more overt test.
But Othello, speak. Did you, by indirect and forced courses, subdue and poison this young maid's affections?
I do beseech you. Send for the lady to the Sagittar, and let her speak of me before her father. If you do find me foul in her report, the trust, the office I do hold of you, not only take away, but let your sentence even fall upon my life.
Fetch Desdemona hither.
Iago, conduct them. You best know the place.
My lord.
Until she come, as faithful as to heaven, I do confess the vices of my blood. So justly to your grave ears I present how I did thrive in this fair lady's love, and she in mine.
Say it, Othello.
Her father loved me, oft invited me, still questioned me the story of my life from year to year, the battles, sieges, fortunes that I have passed. I ran it through, even from my boyish days, to the very moment that he bade me tell it. Wherein I spake of most disastrous chances, of moving accidents by flood and field, of airbreadth escapes in the imminent deadly breach, of being taken by the insolent foe and sold to slavery, of my redemption thence, and all my travels history. This to hear, would Desdemona seriously incline. She'd come again and with a greedy ear devour up my discourse, which I, observing, took once a pliant hour and found good means to draw from her a prayer of earnest heart that I would all my pilgrimage dilate, whereof by parcel she had something heard, but not intentively. I did consent, and often did beguile her of her tears when I did speak of some distressful stroke that my youth suffered. My story being done, she gave me for my pains a world of sighs. She swore in faith 'twas strange, 'twas passing strange. 'Twas pitiful, 'twas wondrous pitiful. She wished she had not heard it, yet she wished that heaven had made her such a man. She thanked me and bade me, if I had a friend that loved her, I should but teach him how to tell my story, and that would woo her. Upon this hint I spake. She loved me for the dangers I had passed. And I loved her that she did pity them. This only is the witchcraft I have used. Here comes the lady. Let her witness it.
I think this tale would win my daughter, too.
I pray you hear her speak. Come hither, gentle mistress. Do you perceive in all this noble company where most you owe obedience?
My noble father, I do perceive here a divided duty. To you I am bound for life and education, My life and education both do learn me how to respect you. You are lord of all my duty. I am hitherto your daughter. But here is my husband. And so much duty as my mother showed to you, preferring you before her father, so much I challenge that I may profess due to the more, my lord.
God be with you, I have done. More, I here do give thee that with all my heart, which, but thou hast already, with all my heart, I would keep from thee. For thy sake, jewel. I am glad it's so, I have no other child. For thy escape would teach me tyranny to hang clogs on him. I have done, my lord. So beseech you now to the affairs of state.
The Turk, with most mighty preparation, makes for Cyprus. Othello, the fortitude of the place is best known to you. You must therefore be content to slubber the gloss of your new fortunes with this more stubborn and boisterous expedition.
The tyrant's custom, most grave senators, hath made the flinty and steel couch of war my thrice-driven bed of down. I'll undertake this present war against the Turkish foe. Most humbly, therefore, bending to your state, I crave fit disposition for my wife, as levels with her breeding.
If you please, be it at her father's.
I'll not have it so.
Nor I.
I would not dare reside to put my father in impatient thoughts by being in his eye. Most gracious Duke, but I did love the Moor, to live with him. My downright violence and scorn of fortunes may trumpet to the world. My heart subdued even to the utmost pleasure of my lord. I saw Othello's visage in his mind, and to his honors and his valiant parts did I my soul and fortunes consecrate. So that, dear lords, if I be left behind, a moss of peace, and he go to the war, the rights for which I love him are bereft me, and I, a heavy interim, shall support by his dear absence. Let me go with him.
I do beseech you, let her have your voice.
Be it as you shall privately determine either for stay or going. The affairs cry haste, and speed must answer. You must hence, tonight.
Tonight, my lord?
This night.
With all my heart.
Then good night to everyone. Noble Brabantio, if virtue no delighted beauty lack, your son-in-law is far more fair than black.
Look to her more, if thou hast eyes to see. She has deceived her father. And may thee...
My life upon her faith. Honest Iago.
My lord.
My Desdemona must I leave to thee. I prithee, let thy wife attend on her, and bring her after in the best advantage.
Aye, my lord.
Come, Desdemona. I have but an hour to spend with thee. We must obey the time.
Iago!
Rodriguez?
What sayest thou, noble heart? What will I do, think, sir?
Why, go to bed and sleep.
I will incontinently drown myself.
If thou dost, I shall never love thee after.
Why, thou silly gentleman? What should I do?
Put money in thy purse and follow these wars?
But it cannot be that Desdemona should long continue her love unto the Moor.
When she is sated with his body, she will find the error of her choice. She must have change. She must. Therefore, put money in thy purse.
Wilt thou be fast to my hopes?
I have told thee often, and I tell thee again, I hate the Moor. My cause is hearted. Thine has no less reason. Let us be communicative in our revenge against him. If thou canst cuckold him, thou dost thyself a pleasure and me a sport.
But with more of this tomorrow. So, adieu. I'll be with you betimes.
And no more of drowning, do you hear?
I am changed.
Go to, farewell. Put money enough in your purse.
I'll sell all my land.
Thus do I ever make my fool my purse. For I, mine own gain knowledge, should profane if I would time expend with such a snipe. But for my sport and profit, I hate the Moor. And it is thought abroad that twixt my sheets he's done my office. I know not if it be true, yet I, for mere suspicion in that kind, will do as if for surety. He likes me well. The better shall my purpose work on him. Cassio's a proper man. Let me see now. How to get his place? How? Let me see. After some time, to abuse Othello's ear that Cassio's too familiar with his wife. He has a person and a smooth disposed to be suspected, framed to make women false. The Moor is of a free and open nature that thinks men honest that but seem to be so, and will as tenderly be led by the nose as asses are. I have it. It is engendered. Helen Knight must bring this monstrous birth to the world's light.